It is a standalone story. It's not a, it's an ode to the government conspiracy, what we called the mythology. It is scary. It is PG-13, so it's not a horror movie in the vein of Saw or Hostel. It is a good, scary, suspense thriller that does what I think X-Files did best, which is relies on interesting plotting, unexpected turns, and two characters who take us through what is, for me, through the realm of extreme possibility.
The first movie had to be a big movie because it was dealing with alien mythology, and it was while the series was on the air every week, and people could watch the show for free in their living rooms, and so there was pressure to make it a big event-type summer movie. And this one, we were actually very happy that we didn't have those kind of constraints, and we were free to make it whatever we wanted it to be, which was a more intimate, personal, scary movie. And which isn't to say I didn't love the first movie, I did, but we were happy to take a different approach this time. It was tough to come up with something that wasn't like anything we'd done in the 202 hours we were doing the TV show. But we actually came up with this X-File back in 2003 when the studio had asked us to do the movie, and then we had to sit on it for a number of years because of legal issues. So we returned to it in 2007 after those legal issues had been resolved. And the thing that I think was tougher and actually more interesting was Mulder and Scully and where they were in their lives and what the personal issues were that they'd be facing in this movie. It gave us a chance to pick up ideas from the series about the characters and explore them more deeply than we ever had a chance to in the television series. And it was pretty rewarding, I have to say, and emotional and personal, surprisingly personal. Well, there really wasn't debate about the title. This was the title that Chris wanted to give the movie from the very start, and the studio was mulling it over, I'd say, and they didn't really feel the urgency to announce the title, so they never came up with any alternatives, they never disagreed with it, they just didn't say yes until recently.
We were mindful of the, I would call it the risk and reward and the bet you take whenever you go into the movie theater that you're going to find an audience. We know if we do good work, we have a better chance. We're just trying to do that now, but we do want this to be a movie that can stand on its own. And I think that if we're successful here, there could be another X-Files movie. I don't want to think that far ahead.